and, with his charcoal, began to draw on the plaster. First, he sketched the woman's head and her shoulders, but then he found the outline of the legs, which he completed, pointing the toes. The skirt, I see a skirt, said Laura. I see it here, said Jan, drawing a skirt that was quite evidently thrown upwards, leaving her legs and thighs bare. Then Jan darkened the hair around the sex, carefully, as if he were painting grass blade by blade, and added detail to the converging lines of the legs. And there was the woman, reclining on the ceiling without shame, where Jan could look at her with a tiny flame of erotic response, which Laura caught in his intensely blue eyes, and which made her jealous. To irritate him, as he looked at the woman, she said, I see a little pig-like animal very near her. Wrinkling his brow, Jan looked intently to find the outline, but he did not see. He began to draw at random, following rough, ragged edges and confused lines, and what began to take form was a dog who was climbing over the woman. And with one last ironic stroke of the charcoal, he drew the dog's knife-like sex, almost touching the woman's pubic hair. Laura said, I see another dog. I don't see it, said Jan, and he lay back, fully on the bed to admire his drawing, while Laura stood up and began to draw the dog that was climbing over Jan's dog from behind it, in the most classical of poses. His shaggy head of hair buried in the other's back as if he was devouring it. Then, with the charcoal, Laura began to search for a man. At all costs, she wanted a man in this picture. She wanted a man to look at while Jan was looking at the woman with her skirt raised. She began to draw cautiously, for the lines could not be invented, and if they wavered too much and too faithfully and according to the contours of the plaster, she would have a tree, or a bush, or a monkey. But slowly, a man's torso emerged. True, he was legless, and his head was small, but all of this was amply compensated for by the largeness of his sex, which was quite obviously in an aggressive mood as he watched the dog's coupling almost on top of the reclining woman. And then, Laura was satisfied, and lay back. They both looked at the drawing, laughing, and as they did so, Jan, with his big hands still full of drying paint, began to explore under her skirt as if he were drawing, molding contours with a pencil, touching each line amorously, very gradually traveling up the legs, making sure to have caressed every region and having gone around every curve. Laura's legs were half pressed together like the legs of the woman in the ceiling, toes pointed like ballet dancers, so when Jan's hand reached her thighs and wanted to be allowed between them, he had to part them with a little force. Laura was nervously resisting, as if she did not want to be anything but the woman on the ceiling, merely exposed, the sex closed, the legs rigid. Jan labored to melt this rigidity, this firmness, and he set about doing it with the utmost gentleness and persistence, making magic circles with his fingers on the flesh, as if he could make the blood turn in eddies a little faster, and then a little faster. As Laura continued to look at the woman, she opened her legs. Something touched her hips, just as the woman's hips were touched by the stiffened sex of the dog, and she felt as if the dogs were coupling right over her. Jan saw that she was not feeling him, but the picture. He shook her with such anger, and as if to punish her, he took her with such long, lasting, stubborn emphasis that until she cried to be delivered, he did not stop plowing her. By that time, neither one was looking at the ceiling. They were tangled in the bedclothes, half covered, legs and heads entwined. Thus, they fell asleep, and the paints dried on the palette.